It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on, I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IMF Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com in the studio with the Baco. I don't know which mic is yours. Say it again.
Hey.
All right, that's it. That's it. Couldn't figure out what it was. But yes, nice weekend. I know you had a great weekend.
Epic weekend.
Epic weekend.
Epic week, actually.
Did I have an epic weekend? No. It was not epic, but I had a good weekend. I went to the premiere of Dream Cash by my soror's husband. His name is Selton Shaw and his brother, Langston. They're from Changing the World Films. Check out their website. I believe it's changingworldfilms.com. A lot of great independent work, so it was cool.
Cool.
Went to the red carpet and got my pictures taken. It felt real special.
Nice.
Right. It's good to see young black brothers doing some positive things and trying to put out some positive images in movies and whatnot, so I enjoyed that.
How could you catch that, like that film?
I don't know. I would say go to their website because I don't know when they're doing another screening.
Okay.
So changingworldfilms.com is the website for the Shaw Brothers. Let's see. School is about to start. My God.
Tomorrow.
Well, not for me. For my nieces. I want to try after the show to actually go to sleep. And wake up early to see them off.
Really?
Really. I don't know if that's going to work. But I'm going to try to see my babies off to school in the morning.
My nieces and nephews, they're not going to see me in the morning, I tell you.
I'm going to try to see my nieces. But I don't know. If I don't see them, I saw them today. So if I don't see them at school, then Auntie loves you. You know, does that make me a bad auntie? Because
no,
I don't want to get up in
no,
the morning?
Absolutely not.
Okay, cool. Now, tonight's show, it's kind of piggybacking off of last week's show. We talked about why are so many good black men still single. But tonight we're talking about nice guys. Is he a nice guy or is he a nuisance? You know, it's two different things. So some guys think they're nice. Sometimes they're just a pain in the you-know-what. So we'll talk more about that because I have a couple of scenarios. You guys can tell me if he's a nice guy or if he's a nuisance. But you can get in on tonight's discussion. Give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to reach us in studio. You can tweet me at Date Is Over. You can also hit me up on Instagram at Date Is Over. And Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Looking for a free me.
Mr. Nice Guy, yeah.
copy of Felicia Rashad. Yeah, but she prefer I can Tina. I mean, last dude I seen you with, come on, he's a dog. Man in my chest, too old fashioned. I'm talking about passion, love everlasting. I'm asking if I was a jerk, would I be rewarded? Cause it's just a nice guy that seems so broken hearted. Maybe not pay attention. I look her in her eyes when she's speaking her mind. I remember my temper, or never compliment her, or never call her back and be late all the time. Nah, I need to just keep on looking. A nice girl is hard to find, yeah. But when I find first one she turning down.
Engel, and you are listening to This Date Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round.
nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are.
Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does, so follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now, here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the Flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IFO Radio Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You heard music from Jill Scott. The song was Only You. Right before that was Khalees with I Want Your Love. And started off with Eric Roberson, Mr. Nice Guy. Because tonight we're talking about nice guys. Now, is he a nice guy or is he a nuisance? We got the baker in the studio.
Yo.
And I was inspired by last week's show and by the blog that he just posted recently called Courting the Right Way and blank.
And the word I like to use?
Yes. So is he a nice guy or is he a nuisance? The story is, I'll summarize, the guy, he met this girl the night prior at the club or bar, wherever they were.
First mistake.
Right. She supposedly told him to call her. He calls her the next day, 3 or 4 times. She doesn't answer.
Second mistake.
She doesn't answer, so he decides that he's going to send her an angry text message.
Third mistake.
She responds, according to him, saying that her phone was in the room. He's like, yeah, for 12 to 15 hours. But she told him that he should no longer contact her anymore. He was saying, that's why he hates dating, because I guess he thinks he's a nice guy. He's just trying to court a woman the right way. Picnics, movies, and sugar honey iced tea. So is he a nice guy or a nuisance?
Nuisance.
That's what I said. I told him he was a nuisance. I actually had some dialogue with this person.
Nuisance.
When he sent the blog. I'm just like, my man, first of all, give her a chance to miss you. Give her an opportunity to call you back. You don't know. She could have stubbed her toe. She could have been getting it in with some other dude. You don't know what she was doing at that moment to not take your call.
One, you just met her the day before.
It wasn't even 24 hours.
I'm glad that you're enthusiastic about talking to her, because guys try to, let me wait 6 days and call. And it's good that you called her, initiated a conversation the first day. But when you don't hear back from her, you don't send call three times.
No.
And then don't send an angry text message. You just don't do that, because now you look crazy.
And a lot of guys look crazy. They don't realize that they're not being a nice guy. They're being a nuisance. A lot of these guys are a pain in the you-know-what. So I'll give you another scenario. Let's see. This is my situation. I was, I'll put this in a newsletter, by the way. I was excited when I got my first condo. And I foolishly joined the condo association. And this guy, he had a problem with, I think it was the phone tree buzzing system, whatever. So I got that taken care of for him. I called him from my cell phone. Big mistake. Let him know, hey, the situation's fixed. Test it out. If there's any problems, let me know. But he said everything was fine and that they were good to go. So I was like, all right, cool. That was the end of it. But after that, he called me a couple days later. I'm like, okay, can I help you with something? He's like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm like, what is up with you? Can I help you with something? Oh, just was seeing how you were doing. I'm like, I'm doing fine. Is there a problem? He's like, no. I'm like, all right, well, you take care. He said, well, wait a minute. I wanted to see, if you want to go out sometime, catch a movie or something. I was like, no, thank you. I'm not interested. That's worse than dating a coworker. In my mind, date somebody where you live.
Yeah.
But he was not taking no for an answer. So he did a slick move. I'll give him that. He sent me 2 dozen roses the next day. Was like, will you please go out? I was like, damn, I was flattered. But I was like, no, that's still not going to change my answer. So I was like, I can't accept these flowers. He's like, no, I insist. I'm like, okay, but it's not going to change my mind. He's like, all right, I get it. I thought he got it. He did not. He kept calling me. I was actually on a date with somebody else, and the dude called me. I'm like, can I help you with something? Well, I just want to see if you want to catch a movie or grab something to eat sometime. Like, how many times do I have to tell you don't call here? But I'm a nice guy. I just wanted to, you know, take you someplace nice. I don't want to go out with you. I think I said that to you, you know, I explained that in no uncertain terms I was not interested in you. But he kept on persisting. So I had to threaten him. I said, if you call here one more time, I'm calling the police. It's not a game. Like, don't call here again. Because I was telling him, I said, I'm not interested in dating my neighbors. It's too close to home. And I had to pass by his unit to get to mine. Not a good look. So, yeah. But he kept calling, like I said, threatening him. I called the police. And after that, I guess he got the picture. Even though he sent me, he left a note on my door. I was just being nice to you. You were very mean. You didn't have to say those things. I'm like, really? All I wanted to do was take you out for a nice time. Nuisance. But there's a lot of guys that don't realize that they're a pain in the ass.
Yo, I have a story. Do I have time to share?
Oh, yes, you have time.
Okay. So I met this guy. This is my first mistake. At a club.
What's that wrong meeting people at the club?
Well, it was some years ago. I think it was 2010 I met this guy. And I was kind of intoxicated, so I don't really remember him physically, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he calls me and we're talking for a little bit. And then we decide to go out. So we go out. And I realize, hey, he's not my type. Like, okay, I don't know how to get out of the situation. So, you know, we're talking for a little bit and I continue to talk to him. And then I eventually tell him, like, you know, I think I'm not looking for a relationship right now. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, think we'd be better off if we just be friends. And I think that's why I messed up. I was like, I think we should just be friends. And he's like, oh, okay. So my friendship means I don't want anything. But I'm too scared to say that to people. I don't like to hurt people's feelings. So I'm thinking he'll get the hint eventually. So he calls me. I don't answer. He sends me a text. I don't answer. He continues to call me for some time. And I felt so bad. So eventually I said, hey. But it was like one word. It wasn't like, I didn't give him anything. I was just like, hey, I'm good. I never called you. I never texted you. I don't do anything. I don't respond. He asks me out. I'm busy. Every time I'm busy. I got things to do. He continues to do that. It's been a year.
He's still doing it?
Do you know? No, it's been, this
oh,
is not
oh, sorry,
a year.
Sorry.
It's a year passes, and you know what I get? A text message saying, happy 1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary of what?
Of when we met. We went out once, and that was it.
Crazy.
This is now 2013, and I still get the periodic, like, once a month, hey, let's hang out. What are you doing? Nice guy or nuisance?
I don't know if he's a nuisance, but I would say he's not getting it. You might have
that
to
first
just,
year he was a nuisance.
Yeah,
because it was consistent. Now I think he
gets now he's
it,
not getting it.
But he's like continued to try his luck every so often,
mm-hmm.
which is still annoying because we've only been out once.
He's reaching out just to make certain that you're still there and that you'll still connect with him. And maybe he'll, you know, after all these years, he'll wear you down. Like, you know what? Maybe she'll go out with me again. I don't understand why these guys don't take the hint. Like, she's not that into you. Like, one word response is she doesn't want to talk to you. You've asked her how many times to go out and she's declined.
Like, free dates. I'm just not.
Right. She don't want the free meal, my man.
I don't want the free
go
meal.
Go away. She does not want to be in your presence, like, ever again in life. And he's not understanding that.
Yeah.
He's borderline nuisance. I think he's just confused. Like, seriously.
It's 3 years, though. I mean, I just don't understand.
Do you ever respond, though?
I'll say hello.
Don't even respond.
I just, you know, my issue is I feel bad. Like, I feel
well,
like
you
I'm
can't feel bad 3 years later.
I feel like a bad person when I don't respond. Because if someone did that to me, I'd be like mad.
Just
like,
tell them. I think it'd be a good idea if you no longer text me.
I can't do that. I'm not like, I can't do that.
It takes some time to get to that point, but you have to do it.
I assume that they don't get it. Like,
no,
get it.
He's not getting it because he's still texting you. Like, a lot of guys don't get it. You have to spell it out on paper. It's hard to do. Like, you know, one of my guy friends, they were making fun of me because I had a hard time telling this guy that I just was not into him. But you have to tell him. I had to tell this one guy. I was like, you know what? I just don't think we're a good match. I don't think we're compatible. So I think it's no room for friendship because we didn't meet on a friendship level.
There's no point
of us even continuing the contact because I don't want to talk to you. Like, if you moved away and I never saw you again, I would not lose any sleep.
Did you tell him that?
No.
Oh.
But I'm saying that's how you feel about the guy that's texting you. Like, come on now, nobody cares. Go away.
Yeah, it's...
So these guys are being nuisances. Is that the right word? Way to say that? It's a nuisance. Let's see. What's my other nuisance scenario? Oh, nice guy. Maybe he wasn't a nuisance. I don't know. You tell me. So I met this guy. Do I even have time to get the story? Maybe I do. I met this guy. I mean, he was just all kinds of delicious. Like, good God. He's good 6'3".
Okay, we need to come back.
110% muscle. Just well-groomed. Beautiful guy. But, you know, we were talking, and I let him know that I wasn't into him. Well, I was, but I wasn't going to allow myself to be into him because he was going to be deployed, like, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, that sucks.
And he went off, like, I'm a nice guy, you know, I have this, and this, and I'm fighting for my country, and blah, 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 and you don't appreciate a nice man and a good man. I was like, yes, I do. And he was like, well, you probably just want a bum nigga that's just going to be on a couch, a thug with no job. And I'm just like, you went all the way on the deep end, my friend. I never said I wanted any of that stuff. I just said I don't want you because I said, I know what my love language is. Quality time, physical touch. I can't spend time with somebody that's a million miles
away.
And
the fear of him not coming back.
Right, like, that
I
too.
I can't do that either. I agree.
So I can't get with that. So nice guy, nuisance, or crazy.
Here's the issue. You can't snap and then think you're a nice guy. You're not nice. You're nutso. Like,
right.
You can't snap on me because I don't want to talk to you. That puts you not even in a nuisance category. That puts you in a cray-cray category.
Crazy.
I'm gonna have to put warning labels around your name on my phone. Like, do not answer. Avoid at all costs.
He was very upset. Like, I shot his puppy. But I mean, I could understand where it was coming from. You know, it's hard, I guess, especially if you're in the military. You don't have somebody that you're already in a relationship with to try to develop something new with somebody when you're going to leave. But that's what you signed up for.
Exactly.
I didn't tell you to do that.
Exactly.
Now, I respect you for giving, you know, sacrifices for the country, but I didn't tell you to do that.
You better find Sherry in the military with you because it's not going to happen.
Right. You better find Sherry that's getting deployed with you, or you better find somebody that has a strong backbone to carry your weight while you're not there.
I mean,
I have needs.
And do you even want that type of relationship? Because most of the time, the women are going to cheat. I know for me personally, I don't know if I can be faithful to you when you...
I have needs.
I don't know.
I have needs at night.
I'm gonna be you
and in the daytime,
eyes.
In the afternoon, evening.
That's
I have needs. I want to roll over because my needs need to be met.
That's why you just don't engage in those type of relationships. And he should have been appreciative of you being honest than you leading him on and trying to, like, you know, date him while you just dating other people.
And the sad thing is, I had only known the guy for like 2 or 3 weeks. Like, it's not that serious for you to be snapping on me.
Yeah,
and I told you, I don't even want to take it there and pursue anything, get my feelings involved. That's not going down.
He probably was trying to get something before he left. That's probably what it was.
I mean, he could get it, but he wasn't getting it.
That's sad, too. You said the way you described him.
I mean, he's a very nice looking guy. I tell you, like,
You better don't tell him.
Too bad he had to get deployed. Like, I can't compete with your job. So I'm so sorry I had to bite the dust on that one, but it is what it is. But we got to go to break. So give us a call, 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at DateIsOver and hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. Is he a nice guy or is he a nuisance? Let us know right here on The Flow.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Listening to the Status Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. coming to you live from the iInfo Radio Broadcasting Network from rocktheflow.com. Make certain you check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Put your bad date stories, because that's, after all, what the show is based on. You know, we talk about bad dates and all things dating, the good, the bad, the ugly. So go ahead and post your stories on the website, thisdateisover.com. Get yourself a cool t-shirt. I got mine on today. Yes, I do. Pictures are on our Instagram page at dateisover. So make certain you run, not walk, to thisdateisover.com. Post your stories and get you some cool apparel. That's my shameless plug of the night. You just heard music from New Edition. The song was A Little Bit of Love. Love that song. But tonight we're talking about nice guys. Is he a nice guy or is he a nuisance? Nice guy or a nuisance? And I just want to point out to a lot of these so-called nice guys that some of y'all are really just a pain in the ass and really need to have like several seats, because y'all really just don't know. Self-awareness is key. Self-awareness. And by the way, we have the Baker in the studio.
Yo, yo, yo.
Self-awareness is so key. And I'm going to go to Instagram, Black Soprano Q5. That's a long mother bleeping name. He said, there's a point where you can be a nuisance, but honestly, I think in today's time, women are becoming so tailored to a-holes and the douchebags that only call once in a blue moon, text every other solstice. Did I say that right?
Solstice. Yeah.
That when she meets a nice guy who is consistent, that he's looked at as a nuisance. I mean, that's a theory, so yeah. I don't know. Define consistent. You know, I think we like somebody that's consistent, but I don't want somebody that's called me every 5 minutes.
You know what, though? I agree somewhat with him, because I have noticed women are accustomed to being treated like trash and being treated bad, and are continuing to date these men who treat them bad. So I think when a guy who actually is nice and genuine, wants to be with them, wants to treat them well, they don't know what to do with that. They have no idea of how do you navigate in this type of relationship, because I've never experienced this before. So that can, you know, sort of scare them off, because they don't know any better. Now, what I will say is, if you're the nice guy, you don't have to say, he doesn't have to tell you he's a nice guy.
Right.
This, that goes for anything. Like, if you're a baller, you don't have to proclaim that you're a baller. I will see from your balling hood, you know, how you ball, that you're a baller. So if you're nice, you don't have to say, I'm a nice guy. No, I'll see that through your actions.
I was just being nice. I'm a nice guy.
Like, chances are you're a creep when you do that.
And speaking of creeps, I don't like the creeps that use my telephone number when it wasn't for those purposes of calling me or texting me 24/7. Just like the dude I talked about earlier in my condo. He kept calling me and hit me up when the only reason why he had my number was for business purposes. I helped you with something at the building. That's the only reason why you need to call me. We don't have to have other conversations. Like, why are you texting me? Why are you calling me? And that's happened to me before. I remember when I was going to this particular barber shop, I got the barber's number for my appointments. I said, you know, this is my number. I'll call you or text you and see if you're available. That was the extent of that. And like 2 or 3 weeks later, he texts me out the blue, like, oh, I was just thinking about you when I came into the shop today and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, excuse me? Don't be a creep. Like, you weren't thinking about me. And a lot of guys say, well, I was just being nice or being friendly. But if I was a man, you would not do that. You would not take that same approach. So please don't spare me the BS.
Here's the catch for me with that, because I've had a situation where I was in court and I gave my number to the clerk. Because she had to call me to come back to court. There was a marshal next to the clerk, and we had exchanged some conversation, and he ended up taking my number from the clerk and calling me.
Oh.
Now, that could have went one of two ways.
Could have been real bad.
I could have been like, what the hell? You know, like, what the heck? Why are you calling me? But he was attractive. So I was open to it. I was receptive to it.
Right.
So in this situation, if in any type of situation where you're taking your number and you haven't specifically talked to the person and they've given it to you for that purpose, if you call and they are like, what's up? What's going on? I didn't give you my number for this. Then you need to take that L and just say, okay, my bad. I apologize, and keep moving. When you continue to call, you become a nuisance.
Yes. And there are a lot of nuisances in this world. But we got a caller. This day is a radio caller. You on the air? What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Clint from Maryland.
I'm sorry?
Clint from Maryland.
So, yeah. Hey, Clint.
Hey, Clint.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I was listening to the conversation, and in some ways I agree, in some ways I don't agree.
Okay. How do you agree?
Well, I agree because some individuals will proclaim themselves of being nice. And like you said earlier, if you're nice, you don't really have to say it.
Right.
You don't really have to proclaim that you are nice. I think that the person becomes a nuisance sometimes when the woman just isn't straightforward and say, hey, look, I don't like you, or I'm not into you, good luck, move on. I think that the just cutting it right there and not just trying to be so nice and being cognizant of their feelings kind of creates a problem. Because I respect it if a woman says to me from jump, hey, you know, you're not my type, we don't have to really talk, you know, go about your business, good luck. Rather than someone gets the number and then you try to chat with them and then, oh, something's always coming up or something, this, that, such, and so, and you keep giving hints, then the person's going to be thought of as a nuisance.
But does the guy not get the hints that are being thrown at him? If you're calling me and I'm like, I'm not available, I don't call you back, it's nothing that you're doing that I'm reciprocating, when does it key in like, hey, she's not interested? And when do you then stop making an effort?
It depends on the dude. Some guys are genuinely nice and are like, okay, well, I think she's a nice individual, I may have an opportunity with her. And sometimes if you just don't cut it right then and there, then you're going to think this person is going to be a nuisance, or this person, quote unquote, doesn't get the point. Some guys are like, all right, she's not calling me, she's not doing this, she's not doing that, okay, she's not interested.
So, Clint, have you ever been a nuisance?
Yeah, I have.
In what ways?
Because I didn't get a hint. And that's just after the fact.
So are you saying that nobody's ever told you that they weren't interested in you and you haven't, like, been persistent about that?
I have in some instances,
yeah.
In other instances, I haven't. I think it's like a growing process for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, well, you know, kind of stop trying. When you stop trying, you just forget about it. But you get a little older and a little wiser, and it's like, all right, you would just like someone to be able to say to you, hey, look, I'm not interested. Boom. That's it.
And that would happen in an ideal world. You know, I would recommend that you perhaps step up and ask that woman, you know, hey, you know, I don't want to waste my time or waste your time. Like, do we have something here? You know, I do like you. Do you want to, you know, carry this further? And just take it from there. You know, ask. Put it out there. I know it would be nice for somebody to say, hey, you know what? I'm just not that into you. I'm not interested in you. But sometimes you have to, you know, be the bigger person to take that initial step and kind of gauge where the person is. Because a lot of times, you know, people will show you. If she's not responding to your text messages, if she's not calling you back, if she's always unavailable, then, you know, that's kind of an open sign that she's not interested. But, of course, you want to hear that direct, hey, I'm not into you, I'm not interested. And in some cases, women want to avoid that conversation. Guys, too, because I have a hard time telling a person why I don't like them. Because I can say, I'm not interested, and then they'll say, well, why?
Why?
I don't want to say it's because I think you're a loser, because I think you're unattractive.
Well, exactly.
I don't want to say that, because that's harsh.
I'm one of those girls who have a hard time being upfront and just saying, I'm not interested, I don't want to talk to you, I'm not interested, like, I don't like you. So I will avoid, and that's bad on my part, but here's the rule of thumb, and this is the rule I use, because if I call you 1, 2, 3 times, and you've not returned my call, and you've not, you know, returned my text, and have not engaged with me since we got the number exchange, then you are no longer interested, and you're no longer a viable candidate in my life partner pursuits. The rule of three. Three attempts to contact the person that have been unreciprocated, delete the number.
Yes.
Delete the number.
The rule of three. So, Clint, thank you for calling. Once again, I would highly recommend that you actually call and speak to that woman and ask her how she's feeling about you. Say, hey, do I have a chance or should I just stop? Because, you know, you can't get that time back. So, there's no point in wasting your time with somebody who is not interested in you, because there's probably somebody else out there who is just as interested in you as you are in them. So, that's my 5 cents.
Thanks for calling,
so,
Clint.
Take care. Thanks, Clint. Yeah, so nice guy or nuisance. Don't be a nuisance, but don't be afraid.
I like that he could admit that he was a nuisance.
Yes, yes. Admission, that's the first step.
That. Yeah.
That's the first step. But we got to go to break, so keep in mind you give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. 560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me at DateIsOver and hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are.
Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IM4 Radio Broadcasting Network.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
knows what I'll find.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the IM Radio Broadcasting Network. Can I speak tonight? On rocktheflow.com. Make sure you tell your friends about us. We are on the air each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. And also check out some of the other great programming that we have on the station. We don't believe in playing the same songs every 18 minutes. We play a variety of music, some stuff that you might not have even heard of, just like that song I just played. It was Mystery by SWV. Love that song. We got the Baker in the studio.
Yo, I think I'm about to be the new official co-host.
All right, you're about to be.
So,
you,
I think
you have.
I've earned it.
You've earned it. You've earned your stripes. So Baker is like the new co-host. But yes, we're talking about, is he a nice guy or is he a nuisance? And we got a caller. Oh, good Lord. This phone is not the bomb. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is James Jones from out of Alabama.
Hey, James Jones, Alabama. What did you want to contribute to tonight's topic? Nice guy or nuisance?
Which one are you, James?
I was definitely the nice guy. I've never been a nuisance.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I've been on your Facebook page, James.
That's fine.
I'm just giving you a hard time. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I always was afraid of being a nuisance. So I was one of those guys. Sometimes I got complaints of not calling enough or not texting enough because I didn't want to be a nuisance. But yeah, I think a lot of nice guys do finish last in life because I think a lot of the media, society now, puts a stigma on nice guys as if nice guys are not what's up. You know, I think I made a couple of points there on your Instagram where I was like, you know, in the movies, you know, nice guys don't win the chick last. It's always, you know, the big buff guys or swagged out guys who get the chicks in the movies. You know, it's never the nerd or the smart guy, you know.
What movies have you been watching?
Say what?
I said a lot of movies, the nice guys usually do win.
You didn't see Urkel, Family Matters?
Stefan Urkel?
No, Urkel got Laura. Oh, Urkel.
But even with Urkel, though, if you look at it, Urkel never got his girl, the girl that he wanted, while he was himself. He didn't have to get it until he changed over and got all smooth, suave.
Urkel was a cornball.
At the end of the show, Urkel, right. Not Stefan Urkel, it was Urkel who got Laura. I watched that show.
But I mean, you remember the episodes, though, that they would switch it over to Stefan.
No, I remember the episodes. He had to, you know, she liked Stefan, but eventually Stefan was no more, and it was Urkel. And that's who she ended with.
I think that's what happens, though, in life. I think a lot of girls go for what they want in an initial, and then when they get hurt or when they figure out it's not the way, then they come back to say, oh, okay, well, maybe I should have went with the nice guy, which was probably the better guy for you in the jump.
Well, just because she got hurt doesn't mean that the person that she was going after was not a nice guy. Well, maybe he wasn't in the end, but it doesn't mean that she was going after some bad boy or some thug.
Right. I think what... Right. The issue is people are defining nice guy as like a nerd or something. Like, why can't you be? Why can't you look like Brad Pitt and be a nice guy? Like, I don't understand why. Is this not possible?
From my personal experience with nice guys, like a lot of my guy friends are nice guys and they are married or in healthy relationships. with great women. So I don't really subscribe to that notion completely that nice guys finish last. I think it's corny dudes finish last.
Creepy dudes.
Right, creepy dudes finish last. I don't think it's necessarily a nice guy that finishes last. Barack Obama's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Common is a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's nice looking and he smells good too.
Overly aggressive guys finish last. Like, you can be nice without being overly aggressive and too pushful. You can be nice without being a creep.
Which leads to the next question. Thank you so much for that segue, James. Do nice guys finish last in you guys' opinion? So, according to you, James, you think nice guys finish last?
Yeah, I think they do, you know. And I understand with y'all's point when y'all were saying, you know, nice guys aren't birds or whatever, the example that I was just using. But, you know, I mean, I think it's just vice versa. Remember on your other show when you were talking about, you know, are the hoes winning? I think it's just vice versa on that, too.
Yeah, because like what you were saying, that stuff is portrayed and it's like shoved down our throats in the media. Like, Stevie J should not be on anybody's network, in my opinion.
Exactly.
And a lot of these chicks are laughing at him, but they go home to their Stevie J's. And that ain't cool.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with self-esteem, too, because you see so many women settling for these no-good dudes because they don't know any better, because maybe that's what their mom settled for or somebody in their family settled for. So, and they see it, you know, projected on the media and television, like it's glamorized, which it should not be at all. But these people are getting paid to be a total fool, like on television. I don't think it's cool. That's why I don't watch those shows. Like, I cannot stand to watch this nonsense. It's nonsense in my eyes because I don't want to condone or put any extra money in their pockets because I need to be focused on my own pockets. But I mean, I hear what you're saying, James, and I think the media is not really helping. But a lot of us have to take the time to step back and see that that's not real life. Reality TV is not real. It's not real. Like, you know, I don't know. I couldn't accept, like, he went to counseling with, like, his wife and his side piece.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. That's not real. But a lot of these chicks nowadays, they think that stuff is real. I mean, and people try to say they're not impressioned, you know, they don't have any impression, or that TV is really not hurting society. But it is. You know, it has its effects. You know, you see people now, these chicks are running to get all these extra fake body parts. You see with the incredibly bad wigs. You see all the big, fake, disgusting butt injections. You see with the colored contacts and the weaves down to their behinds, and I saw this one stripper that got her weave like down to her calves. And these people don't like you
72
know,
inches.
Yes, I don't like. I you know they had hair that
how
long.
How much does that cost?
I don't know, but of course she got like 10 million followers on Instagram. But you know, but people think that stuff is acceptable. So you know, like I talked about last week, it was a woman. I guess maybe she didn't think she could do any better, so she got some deadbeat dude who was staying with her and watching her son while she went to work, and he ended up killing her child. That's not a good man. And he had already been in trouble with something like that in the past for beating somebody else's child. But she accepted him into her family, in her life.
Yeah,
let him stay with her.
All together, you know. And I don't know. I kind of have this theory. I kind of think that like the nice guys are the ones who deal with the girl after all the Stevie J's has gone through her life, you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But like I said, you know, I don't think all nice guys finish last. But, you know, that. Thank you so much, James, for calling in. Appreciate your feedback, as always.
As always.
Keep a gangster in Alabama. Actually, don't do that. Nobody wants a gangster. I know I don't. I don't. But take care and make certain you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Tell your friends. And share the website. Appreciate it. Thank you kindly.
Thank you.
You know what I think? I think some of these nice guys need to set boundaries. Like,
yeah.
You don't need to be the one that she's leaning to when she, you know, breaks up with the thug. You don't need to be that person, because then you're putting yourself in that position.
Timing.
To be, right. You put yourself in the position to get played.
Would hold that thought, because we just moved into the second hour of This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, The Vaco.
The Vaco.
Coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Here on This Date Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly. And it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. Tonight, we've been talking about nice guys. You know, is he a nice guy or is he a nuisance? And, you know, do nice guys finish last? Let me get to my notes over here. And I don't necessarily believe that nice guys always finish last. And I am inclined to believe that most nice guys finish on top. Like I said earlier, a lot of my guy friends are married. They're good guys. They got good families. So, I don't know. People who subscribe to the notion that nice guys finish last often use it as an excuse when they have been unsuccessful in their pursuit of love or relationships. Now, I do believe that bad things happen to good people, and that some of us have definitely been dealt a bad hand or have gotten the short end of the stick when it comes to love, but troubles don't last always. As I mentioned last week, a lot of us need to do a self-assessment to determine why we might be coming in last place. Sometimes it's not our fault, but at other times it could very well be us. It could be our bad attitudes. It could be our negative energy. Some of us might need to hit the gym, spruce up the wardrobe, or get an overall makeover. Go out more, change your circle, and etc. Sometimes your timing could be very bad. If you just broke up, don't try to sneak up in there. That definitely happened to me. This dude, he tried to get up in there with me after I had just broken up, and his whole excuse was, I'm a nice guy, I'm just trying to do something nice for you. No, you weren't. No, you weren't. Your timing's bad, and you're not even cute. But moving on, that's a story for another day. But like I said, sometimes your timing could be bad, and other times you could be going after someone who is out of your league. I know that sounds harsh, but that is the reality of a lot of situations. I was talking to my buddy Jason Lotley a couple days ago about tonight's topic, and he pointed out that a lot of the quote-unquote nice guys go after women who wouldn't ordinarily be interested in him. For example, you have like the nerdy, excessively overweight guy going after the supermodel chick. In a lot of cases, that is not a match. It's not. He gave me what he called the museum analogy. And hopefully I'm not butchering this. But he said a lot of people go to museums to admire the pieces, but they cannot afford the art. And when it comes to, you know, this guy going up to a supermodel, he can't afford her. I don't mean it from a financial standpoint. It's like, you know, he said the supermodel chick, she's into being glammed up. She might be a socialite. She's used to going to upscale events. She takes care of her body, so she goes to the gym heavily. She watches what she eats, and she dresses to the nines. Joe Blow, nerdy guy, who's overweight, can't compete with that because he can't afford, you know, he can't afford her lifestyle. Not saying, like I said, from a financial standpoint, but he's not social, so he wouldn't understand how to interact with other people. Where he's into being online or Dungeons and Dragons. Who knows? He doesn't dress very well, so how's she gonna help him with that? Like, his presentation is not going to match what she's probably looking for in a man. Therefore, he can't really afford her. We can admire the art that's in the museum, but we just can't afford it. So, like I said, sometimes these people are going after people who are way out of their league. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It happened in Hitch, but how often does that really happen in life? The real big fat corny guy winning the supermodel chick.
Not too often.
Not often. So it's like be realistic about things like that. You know, the other thing I want to rant about is with guys that I've said before, just because the chick doesn't want you does not mean she wants a thug or some bad boy. She just don't want you. You could be as nice as can be, but she don't want you. She don't have to like you. Everybody is not going to like you. Therefore, you should move on to somebody who actually does. So don't use that as an excuse. I'm so sick of hearing that. Oh, these women want thugs. They want bad boys. No, she just don't like you. She's just not that into you. But I digress. What about you, the Baco?
What I'm going to say is, just look at the last few relationships you've had. What level of woman, or, you know, did you acquire in your last three relationships? If you have a scale of 1 to 10, and all the last three, four relationships were averaging about a 4 or 5, you might not want to reach for that 10. You know, you want to aim high, aim for a 6. You know, aim for someone who is similar to the women you've attracted in the past. Because
exactly.
Chances are, that's your circumference of attraction that you can attain. I don't understand why people set themselves up. I don't want to say don't shoot high, don't shoot for the sky. You know, but you got to be realistic about your level of attraction.
And who you can pull.
And who you can pull.
I know I'm realistic.
You know, I try to be.
I know I'm not the best looking thing in the world.
I got high hopes. But I know that I've gotten this type of guy in my history, so I'm going to look for these type of men.
Exactly. And that's the thing, you know, I was trying not to be harsh. Lord Jesus, this guy was trying to hook me up with one of his cousins. His cousin was not cute at all. I mean, not, I'm sorry, that wasn't nice of me, but I just wasn't attracted to him. He was very big, and he, nice guy. I couldn't get with him on the physical note. And his cousin was like, you need to like not be so focused on looks and this, that, and the other. But I'm like, I asked him, I said, has he ever dated anybody that looks like me? Like, seriously. I don't think I'm Halle Berry or Beyonce or whoever, but has he ever dated anybody that looked like me? No, he has not.
So then why would you hook him up with me?
Well, look, it's not always about looks. Oh, but you don't date ugly women. You don't date people you're not attracted to, so why should I have to do that? And I find a lot of guys say that now, like, you need to just go ahead and get you a nice guy. You shouldn't have to worry about looks. You worry about looks?
Well, why can't you have both? Why can't you have a nice guy who's attractive? I don't understand that. Is that, like, impossible? One or the other?
It's possible.
What is going on? I'm about to start a website, and it's going to be like, if you're attractive and you're nice, sign up, and I'm going to hook you up with my friends. Because I have so many beautiful friends, and we're all single. What in the H-E double hockey sticks, is it?
Yes, H-E double hockey sticks.
I can't even spell right now.
I'm trying to find this article. I might have to read it when we come back. Because it's a lot of... You know what? Let me go on Facebook. Start there, because I got a fun article later. That really kind of distinguishes, you know, why nice guys, like, he's not a nice guy, he's a cornball. It's a huge difference. So I'll read that article after the break. But this Peter on Facebook, he made a valid point. He said it's not that nice guys finish last, it's guys without confidence that finish last. Yes.
Bing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bing.
Elige Kim, he said, stop picking women who aren't for you. Another bing, like I said, if she's out of your league, she ain't gonna get with you. And here's another one. James says, not the one that just got off the phone, this other James. He says, it's funny to me that every woman who claims to be the exception, but few want to be exceptional. For 25 years, I've participated in this conversation, and the women always follow the same script. The answer is yes. Yes, nice guys finish last and end up with broken leftovers, sloppy seconds, or carrying baggage they didn't create. The best things for guys is to be an arrogant playboy early in dating, get all the ass you want or can get, then around 30-ish, slow down, turn over a new leaf, find religion or spirituality, then settle down. You'll be appreciated better because she will want a guy with that swag and that rep. She will want you because she knows you can put it down and that other women want you. Plus, when she stops the coochie fountain after marriage and kids, you'll still have the memories of getting all you wanted from the earlier days. What the hell does that even mean?
When she stopped giving you someone you married.
That's
cause for divorce. I don't know what that is.
Right. And Chuck says, first of all, what's a nice guy? Because apparently only a-holes find love. People make it your life either. What? I guess people need to proofread. People make it your life either a thugging, drug dealing, pimp slapping gangster or a nice guy. Like, there is no middle ground. There is a huge difference between being so-called nice and a straight-up sucker.
Exactly.
So again, what the hell is the meaning of a nice guy?
Exactly. Maybe we should define nice guy. What is a nice guy?
A nice guy, simply to me, is somebody who is a respectful gentleman. That's it for me.
Yeah.
He's a respectful gentleman. I don't know how else to describe a nice guy.
Not too pushful.
Pushful?
Oh, push. What is it? Pushy? Is pushful a word?
I don't know. It's nice.
Listen, I'm making some words up, okay?
Passive.
Pushful.
Passive. One that is not too passive, who's not a cornball. I think people get it mixed up. They really think that this nice guy is somebody who is, you know, doesn't have an opinion. And
right.
Who doesn't have a backbone and all that jazz. And that's not the case. Nobody wants a gump. I don't want a gump. I know you don't want a gump.
I don't want a gump.
I don't want a corny dude. I want a dude that has a backbone. Somebody that can tell me no. Somebody that can put me in my place when I need
exactly.
to be. Because I know I need to be put in my place often. That's just the reality of the situation.
But still is respectful. Treat
right.
me like a lady. You
right.
know.
Holds the door open.
Holds the door.
All that good stuff.
Doesn't call me a bee. Like, this is my bee. Like,
no, that's not a nice guy.
This is my lady. This is my girl.
Doesn't have ulterior motives.
Exactly.
That's when he goes to the nuisance category. You know, nice guy is just nice. A nuisance, and he's just trying to get in where he fits in, trying to pull the wool over your eyes so he can get the draws or get into your life. I mean, he's just a loser. But that's another story for another day. Move to some more music, then go to break. When we come back, I'm going to read you that article that I think hits everything on the head when it comes to this nice guy or nuisance, and if nice guys really finish last. But keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can also tweet me at DateIsOver. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Listen to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with Miss Marie and The Baco.
Yo.
Coming to you live from the IMP Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Make sure you check us out each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. You can download the TuneIn app on your mobile device. Search for The Flow, and we have the very first station to pop on the list. Save us to your favorites. We'd greatly appreciate it. But you just heard music from Guy. The song was Peace of My Love. And right before that was A. Marie with Can't Let Go.
What and happened to her?
I don't know. She got married and cut her hair off. She let go. Blonde. Right. I mean, I loved her first album, like, to death.
I didn't get it. I wasn't a big fan.
You were missing out. You are so missing out. Tonight, we're talking about Nice Guy or Nuisance, and do nice guys finish last? And I came across this article. Somebody forwarded to me on Facebook, and it's on In the Disconnect. I'm assuming it's inthedisconnect.com. I'll post on the Facebook page. But it's called, it says, Nice Guys Don't Finish Last, But Lames Do. How often have you heard the saying, nice guys finish last? I'm guessing about a million, especially when it comes to dating. Is this true? Are nice guys really finishing last? I don't think so. I think we are mixing up nice guys with lames. And to me, lames deserve to finish last.
Ouch.
It says, okay, calm down, fellas. Allow me to explain myself. Here are four ways we may mistake being a nice guy with being super lame. Warning, this may come off as a little harsh. Number one, lames have no confidence. Lames seem desperate, and in most cases, they usually are. They come off as pressed, eager, and or thirsty to do whatever to be liked and accepted. Women go out with a lame for a few free drinks, dinner, and some cheap compliments to boost her ego, because guess what? Lames are easy to take advantage of. So fellas, be aware of the image you project to the world. If you project a lack of confidence, then the world will walk all over you. Nice guys treat people the way they would want to be treated because they respect and love themselves. Where lames are desperate for people to like them, there is a difference. Number two, lames are nice and sweet for all the wrong reasons. Do you think that women are stupid? Do you think they can't tell when you are fronting, putting up a facade? All that super sweet Don Juan killer Casanova stuff can be a little much when you're only doing it to get in her drawers. It may work once or twice, but believe me, a woman with some sense will never fall for that. She would much rather you just be honest about what you want and not trying to fake her out by pretending to be the perfect gentleman. It didn't work for Pepe Le Pew, and certainly won't work for you. Nice guys treat women right because they want her to be happy. They want her to have a good time. So they do what they have to do to ensure that happens. They also want to earn her respect so they treat her with respect. There is a difference, and women notice it, fellas. And yes, we do notice the difference. A lot of these nice guys try to pretend that they're nice and they just want to get something in return. That's not being a nice guy. You're just trying to hang around to see if you can break down those walls and get in her walls. That's the way I look at it. Number three, she doesn't respect you as a man. Whew. Okay, this is a tough one. Sometimes you can be lame and really not mean to be. It happens, but it can be fixed. Women normally want their man to actually act like a man, no matter how hard she may act. So if something pops off, she wants you to protect her. If there is a decision to be made, she wants you to man up and take charge, especially on dating issues like choosing a restaurant to go, for example. Oh my gosh, I had that issue. Nothing irks me more when a man cannot make up his mind, even though I can be indecisive at times. But, you know, if you asked me out and this one guy, he asked me what I wanted to eat in his town. I said, it doesn't matter. You know, I can eat Chinese, Thai, Mexican, whatever you choose. I'm fine with that. He could not make a decision. He kept calling me every 5 minutes, texting me, well, I don't know if you're going to like this. Just pick a place.
Take charge.
Pick a place, and if we don't like it, no big deal. Like, just pick a place and I'll find something on the menu that I will like. But he struggled with making a decision with picking a restaurant. I'm like, if you can't even make a decision with picking a restaurant, you can't even make life decisions. Like, come on now. But anyways, it says, now this can be complicated. No man wants a pet, and you certainly don't want to be a dictator. So asking her opinion and feelings on things is not always a bad idea. But constantly asking her to make a decision can come off as annoying and pretty soft. This is not being nice. It's being indecisive, and it's pretty lame. Number four, lames are lame in the sack. If you don't have the confidence outside the bedroom, why would she believe you have it anywhere else, especially not in the sack? I'm just saying. Get the point? Being nice doesn't mean being a pushover or a thirsty fool. It just means you're a good person that respects others and goes out of his way to show that. It is nothing to be ashamed of. You should never feel like you are last because you are nice. I think more people should take pride in being good people, and I also believe that a level-headed woman will appreciate a guy with these traits. If you know you are a good person, do me a favor. Never change for anyone. Greatness is right around the corner. And that was by Adam. So number one, to recap, lames have no confidence. Number two, lames are nice and sweet for all the wrong reasons. Number three, she doesn't respect you as a man. Number four, lames are lame in the sack. So nice guys don't finish last. Lame guys do.
That sums it up. You need to, if you don't have confidence in yourself, then we're going to peep that. That's the same for women. It's
right.
It's both
right.
Ways.
A guy's going to see if you don't have confidence.
The only difference with women is we end up with the loser guys who are going to treat us like trash because we don't have confidence in ourselves to get something better. Guys who don't have confidence are not going to get a woman because we don't want a man who isn't confident.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want a man who could build us up. So if you can't build yourself up, how are you going to boost me up?
Nobody wants a pushover. I don't know any woman that wants a pushover unless she is just totally dominant, and I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to dominate the relationship. That is so not my
Here's a memo. Most women want some man who's going to be protective and dominant and take charge.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of how I am an independent woman, hear me roar, all that stuff. We want a man who's going to take charge, and at the end of the day, we're going to feel like he can protect us if something comes down, something goes on. We need that security. We need that comfort in our lives. So if you don't feel like you can do that, then you're probably not going to finish first. You're probably going to finish last.
Yes. If I feel like a fight's about to pop off, and I got to tell you to get the car, and I'm like, baby, go get the car.
I'm going
to handle it. Something's not right. I don't want to feel like I got to fight for you. Not happening.
I need a Eddie Murphy from Coming to America with the
right.
Mop stick.
He
didn't
have a gun.
I need the mop.
That's, yes. So, yes, ladies do not want a lame dude. We want a nice guy. We don't want a thug. We want somebody that has, you know, that has sex appeal. Like, that's important. Yeah. I forgot to mention that. Because a lot of these guys who think they're nice guys, they don't have no sex appeal. Like, what is sexy about you? Yeah. Nothing.
You got to have a little swag.
Yeah, you got to have a little swag, even though I hate that word. But you got to have some kind of swag. I don't mean you got to be rude and disrespectful, but have some swag. Like, have some elegance about you.
But that comes with the confidence. If you don't have confidence in yourself, then you're not going to have swag.
Like, that's true.
If a man is confident in himself and not conceited, but confident. No, you know, I have a lot to offer somebody. I'm comfortable in my skin. I'm comfortable with who I am. Then that's going to project to other people, and we're going to pick up on that. If you don't have that confidence and you're like constantly walking with your head down and you look, you know, looking like who shot.
You can't speak up for yourself. If they ask you what you want to eat, I would like to have. Like, come on now. You can't make eye contact with people. I know how it's like. You know, I used to be a shy kid, but we are adults now. Like, you got to step out of that jail.
Right.
You got to step it up. But we got to go to commercial. So if you want to get in on tonight's topic, give us a call. 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at Date Is Over, the same as on Instagram, Date Is Over, and hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And last but not least, go to the website, post your bad date stories, get you a t-shirt, all that jazz at thisdateisover.com. Tell your friends about us and make certain you subscribe to our mailing list. But all that'll be on the Facebook page because it's too much. The URL is like a million characters long, and I don't feel like reading all that. Anyways, we keep right here on The Flow.
has the best service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes? Now, here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IM4 Radio Broadcasting Network.
Baby, say it again. You
Listening to This Day That's Over Radio with your host, Miss Marie and the Baco.
Hey.
Coming to you live from the IMF Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from Jodeci, I'm Still Waiting. Love that song. Right before that, it's one of my favorite songs as of right now from the Zoe album, off the Man Made album. The song is called Tell Me Something New. That's with Gene Jolly on the vocals. I love that song. Get that album, Man Made. I don't know if it's on iTunes, but you can get off the foreignexchangemusic.com. Because the foreign exchange is the bomb anyways. You need to get everything by the foreign exchange. You got to get Cy Smith. You got to get Zoe. You got to get everybody. Fonte. Love them all. But anyways, we're talking about nice guys. Is he a nice guy or is he a nuisance? And do nice guys finish last? So I'm going to go on Facebook in our group, because we do have a Facebook group. I need to post that eventually, what the link is. One of these days I'll post it. But I think Sabrina has a nail on the head. She said, I think anyone who plays by the rules will finish last eventually. Growing up is about balance. These are the things we learn later in life, how to not let people take advantage of us in any scenario. Wally says, if last is finding a chick who values him and having a long-lasting relationship, then yes, they finish last. I guess they have the last laugh. Ha ha. Or as the other thing I posted on Instagram, I forgot what it says. Like, nice guys finish last because they make certain a woman comes first. Mm-hmm. Ow! Love it! And I lost my spot. Kimberly said, yes, I dated a nice guy. And because I was in the dumb phase, like many other women, I threw him back in the pond. Now he is with an unattractive chick with a bunch of kids. Ooh. I think he was just happy to finish somewhere with someone. But he could have done a lot better.
Never settle. Never settle.
No, never settle. I know I've turned down a nice guy in the past.
You know what I found?
But I wasn't. It was, the timing was bad.
Yeah, I find that a lot of women tend to regret the guys that they let go who were the nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, dang, you know, like when I had it, I didn't appreciate it when I had it. But now that I see him doing something else, it's like, dang.
And I knew I could not appreciate him at that time because I had just gotten a relationship. So I was not in a good place to really be with him. So like whenever we reconnected, it was always bad timing. So we never got together. But I'm glad he's happy. He's a great guy. So kudos to my buddy, blank, blank, blank. I will not say his name. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what Chef Audrey said. She said, I dated a nice guy once, and it was the only thing he had going for him and wasn't interested in getting anything else. The guy was a nice gentleman, opened car doors to the buildings, but had no desire to do anything. Now, mind you, I was never a party girl. I liked to travel, and at the time I had one child and loved to go to different beaches, amusement parks, etc. He never traveled out of Birmingham.
Lame.
The man wouldn't even go to Six Flags over to, in Georgia. She said, I love concerts. At the time, gospel and secular. He was afraid to go to a concert. We could get bombed there. Shut up. I was in training as a chef and loved to go out to nice restaurants where my fellow chefs were employed. He never wanted to go to a nice restaurant. The best he thought of was Bonanza, which I don't know what that is. She said, that's before Quincy's. I don't know. That's something in the South. I don't know what that is. I'm assuming it's like Bennigan's. But anyway, she said, I couldn't have a conversation about anything cultural. I was in college and loved to read. He was satisfied with his high school diploma. Never read anything. I was just bored out of my mind.
I'm not even mad at the guy. I'm mad at her. Why?
Right.
Why are you even giving us this?
She prolonged the situation. She said, I was just bored out of my mind. I didn't stop going and doing the things I like to do because he wouldn't. We both went to church, but that was all he did. Went to church. I asked about coming to Bible study with my son and me, and he wasn't ready to do that either. When I told him it wasn't working, he started talking about us getting married.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding me? She said, that was the longest 3.5 months of my life.
This is enough. Boo-boo, you are a fool. You played yourself. Played yourself because you played yourself.
Yeah.
I don't even feel bad. I'm not even mad at my man right there. You played yourself.
He doesn't sound like, I mean, he just sound like he was a weirdo.
He sound like a loser. Like that. He sound like a loser.
After like the first 5 weeks. And you not doing stuff. Listen, like, nah.
I went on one date. It takes one date.
Right.
If I'm falling asleep during the date, there will be no more.
This date is over.
This date is over.
This date is over. Okay. And speaking of this date is over, go to thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories. Get you a cool tea. We'll be about to go to break. So keep in mind, you can give us a call. 301-560-6992 is the number. You can tweet me at dateisover. And hit us up on Facebook. Facebook.com/thisdateisover. And follow us on Instagram at dateisover. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I'm Kendall, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
Thank you. the sorrow of the day, but in the morning the sorrow would seem a lifetime away.
You're listening to This Day Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie and the Baco.
Hey, hey.
Coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Make certain you catch us each and every Sunday night. Did I just go through puberty right there? That voice squeaked. Each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RockTheFlow.com. You can also listen to us on the TuneIn app. You can download it to your iPod, iPad, Android phone. BlackBerry, I think. I don't know. I'm out of that.
People still using BlackBerry?
Apparently. Oh. And Windows phones, I guess. But download the TuneIn app, do a search for The Flow, and we are the first station to appear. Save us to your favorites, and make certain you tune in each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And make certain you visit the website, rockthefloor.com. ThisDateIsOver.com, and post your bad date stories. Relationship woes and tidbits, and learn what not to do on dates. For the blog out every Wednesday, and you can write your own own personal blog on the dating stories tab. But anyways, just heard music from Prince. The song was Beautiful Ones. He had a lot of passion in that song. He knew what he wanted. He wanted to please you, baby. He wanted to please her.
If you got to ask the girl like Prince was asking, if she wants you.
Well, he was telling her, I know what I want. I want to please you.
Right. But he was asked, do you want me?
Do you want him or do you want me? Because I want you.
And if you got to ask that hard, then she probably don't. Women are not simple, but you'll know if a woman's into you.
You will know.
You'll know.
And talking about nice guys, is he a nice guy or a nuisance? And do nice guys finish last? So let me go to some of these comments on Facebook here. It said, hell yeah. This is from Snaps Off. Okay. Hell yeah. Tupac and Biggie died and sisters went thug crazy. Nice guys got smiles, church hugs, and polite rejections for their chivalry and niceness. Thugs and bad boys got phone numbers, dates, and no strings attached sex.
1990 what? What year was that? Come on.
For a while, a lot of women seemed to be drawn to the pipe dream of changing a guy. Luckily, I got snatched off the market before my gentlemanship and nice guy ways got jaded by the ingratitude of a lot of chicks out there. By the way, I hate opening a door for young black women. Hardly any of them say a simple thank you anymore, but I digress. Really?
You shouldn't do it because you want thanks. Right. Do it because you're a gentleman. That's what you do.
Right. You do it because it's showing respect. Everybody's not going to say thank you and please and whatnot, but that doesn't mean that you have to lower yourself.
Goodbye, sir.
Right.
Goodbye.
And then he says, if I were single, I'd treat being a nice guy the way a lot of sisters treat blowjobs. It wouldn't be something she'd get at first. I'd have to wait to see how she's going to act before I hit her with it.
What?
Like, I don't...
So then you're not a nice guy,
exactly.
You creep.
You're not a nice guy. You're not a gentleman. You're waiting for something
in
return.
You don't turn that on and off. If you're a genuinely good person, a nice person, that's what you are. That's your being. That's who... You don't just click it on and off. You're a loser. Goodbye.
Well, that's what I hear from a lot of guys when it comes to the so-called chivalry thing. That, oh, well, a lot of women don't say thank you, so I'm not going to hold doors open anymore. I'm like, okay, but you're going to miss out on the one because you're being a jerk. That doesn't mean that you can't be a nice guy or be a gentleman just because somebody else was rude to you. I've been rude, you know, gotten rude comments and this, that, and the other from other people. Doesn't mean I'm going to start just automatically being disrespectful 24/7. That's not going to happen. It's called maturity, my friend. Grow the hell up. And that's another show we're going to have about chivalry. Because a lot of guys think that you have to, well, she got to earn me opening doors. No, you should start off like that. Don't you have a mother? Don't you have a grandmother? Don't you have, like, cousins, aunties, sisters, something? Like, come on now. Get it together.
They talk about the angry black woman, but there's a lot of angry black men out here.
There's a lot of angry black men.
Come on.
But we got to get out of here because it's definitely becoming that time. So you got any parting words, DeBeco?
You know, nice is something that, if you're nice, you're nice. Like, you can't force that, and you can't tell people that you're nice and be nice. If you're a nice guy, that's just who you are, and it shouldn't change because of the situation that comes, you know, go on in your life. Also, the three call, text, contact rule, please follow it. If you contact the person three times and reach out to them and you get no response, delete the number, move on. Do not become a nuisance because you want to harass someone and force them into liking you or wanting to go out with you.
And that's not being a nice guy anyways. You were just trying to woo your way into her heart and it's just not working for you. So you're trying to find any method that's going to work for you.
And that's not who you want, because she doesn't want you.
She doesn't want you at all. So in closing, thanks guys for tuning in. But I will say, I don't believe that nice guys finish last. I think, as somebody pointed out on Facebook, guys without confidence do. You got to be confident. You have to put yourself out there, number one, and perhaps, you know, do a self-assessment. Everybody needs to do one. So maybe it's your appearance. Maybe you need to brush up on your wardrobe. Maybe you need to go to the gym. Maybe you need to work on your personality. Maybe you need a new circle of friends. Like, you need to put yourself in the environment to meet somebody that, you know, you're going to attract. And maybe you need to change your energy. Do an energy assessment. Because a lot of people walk around with a negative attitude about dating. I'm not going to meet anybody nice anyways, because all these girls, if you have that mindset, you really ain't going to meet nobody. You're going to keep thinking. You're going to keep being in that situation where these guys ain't this or these girls ain't that. Well, it's going to continue to be that way if your mindset is always on the negative. So keep that in mind. Do a self-assessment. Don't be lame. Be confident. And, you know, have some, I hate the word, have some swag, have some sex appeal, because a lot of these guys have the sex appeal of a pet rock, and that's not the bomb. So, in closing, a nice guy doesn't mean that he's lame. Lame guys finish last, not nice guys. But make sure you come back next Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com, and also hit us up on the website, thisdaysover.com, and that's it. God bless. Have a great week. And first day of school for a lot of people out here, especially my nieces. So maybe I'll get up in the morning and see them off. Maybe I won't. I don't know. But Auntie loves you anyways. So bye-bye. Have a good night. And a great week. A great week.